Hello, my name is Tommy Holmes, and welcome to the Factory Reset Podcast and to my YouTube channel. In the summer of 2015, after 13 years in various evangelical churches and after a disorienting divorce, my life was a total mess. I had never been able to live the kind of life the New Testament seemed to call me to. But now, even though I felt like a massive failure, I decided that it was time to make some big changes. I wanted to use whatever time I had left on the planet to do at least something meaningful for Jesus and his kingdom. So I began to read the Gospels. It had been about 3 years since I had read them, and now it was like I was reading them again for the first time. The words of Jesus came alive for me, and it was wonderful, it was fascinating, and it was very concerning. Jesus clearly called his disciples to a far higher standard than I or any of my evangelical friends were even attempting to meet. And his earliest followers experienced a radical transformation that I found to be rare or even non-existent in the churches that I had been a part of. And Jesus also warned his disciples in ways that perplexed me as a reformed-leaning Christian. He said things to them that my pastors would never say to us. His admonitions and his conditional statements seemed out of sync with the gospel as I understood it. For example, Jesus warned his disciples in Luke chapter 12 that those servants of his who are asleep and living in an ungodly way when he returns would be cut in half and given a place with the unbelievers. And in his last public teaching, as recorded in Luke, Jesus warned his disciples. He said, "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Pray that I may be able to stand before the Son of Man." Well, doesn't the blood of Jesus and his imputed righteousness guarantee that I'll be able to stand before him on that day? Why would I need to pray such a thing? And there were many, many other things Jesus said throughout the Gospels that concerned me, things that are just too intense and too sobering for Sunday mornings in our comfortable evangelical and Catholic churches. And these things are all over Paul's epistles as well. And so my wheels were really turning. And a few months later, someone introduced me to the writings of the early church, the Christians living before the time of Constantine. And my concern increased greatly as I read some of what they had to say and learned more about how they lived. And over the course of 2016, I continued to learn about the Apostolic Church, and I read my New Testament over and over again, and I came to two very uncomfortable conclusions that changed my life more in a matter of weeks than it had changed in 13 years in the Evangelical Church put together. Number one, we in the Protestant Church have severely misunderstood the Apostle Paul. And it has a devastating impact on how we respond to Jesus. Most of us are lukewarm at best, thinking that what we do plays no role in our salvation. And it is largely because of what we think Paul is teaching in his epistles. And number two, the vast majority of professing Christianity has been badly derailed from the path Jesus called his church to. We baptize people, yes. We teach them theology, yes. But we do not teach people to obey all or even most of what Jesus commanded. And And so most of us are not ready to stand before him on that day. And if most of us could go back in time and spend just a few days with the disciples of the first two or three centuries, we would be in for quite a shock. And what we need to do is go back to the beginning with Jesus. We need to forget much of the theology and interpretations and teachings that have become embedded in our minds, and we need to allow Jesus and the apostles to rewire us, to reset us. We need to go back to the factory, if you will. We don't need to nail down every theological detail, but we do need to get a grasp on a few simple ideas, principles, and teachings that dramatically changed the lives of the early Christians. I speak to many evangelicals, and I've had numerous conversations with Catholics. And I know there are people in our churches who already know very well that something is really wrong. Those people who thoughtfully read the New Testament know we're not doing what Jesus did. We're not doing what Jesus told us to do. We know he called us to a radical life, a life that will make us just as strange to the people around us today as the early Christians were to the Romans. But most of us never get there. And we've got to wake up and tear ourselves free from the false teachings that have us stunted so that we can serve the King with all our hearts, with everything we've got. If you would like to awaken and to be strengthened and to break free from besetting sins, if you would like to break free from the casual, compromised Christianity that has spread across this world over the last 1700 years, then I hope you will listen with an open mind. I don't claim to have all the answers, but Jesus does have the answers, and the early church had their finger on some very important things that we desperately need to recover today, and this is my attempt to articulate those basic things for whoever might want to listen. Thank you so much, and may God bless you.